8-year-old Naya Fury remembers exactly what happened.
I was at Chapel Court Beach and it was around 6 o'clock and it was kind of cloudy out and there was jumping waves. I got stung.
Naya was stung by a Portuguese man-of-war while playing in the ocean at Chapecoit Beach. Swimmers in rough water can have a hard time spotting the man-of-war, but their severely painful stings are difficult to ignore.
It was cool. It was beautiful, and it was wavy, and it was strangely warm.
That's Naya's mother, Heather Fury.
I remember getting in thinking, this is oddly warm, and we were jumping around in the waves. So that was really fun until Naya started screaming, and it was intense. I'd never heard any of my kids scream quite like that.
It felt like a giant needle was in my foot.
Dr. Larry Maiden, research director at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, is an expert on gelatinous animals. He says that Naya's reaction was understandable.
It's probably as bad as a jellyfish sting gets that you're going to get in our waters.
These man-of-war have caused closures on south-facing beaches on the Cape and Islands. They get their name because of their resemblance to old sailing ships. Maiden describes a typical man-of-war's appearance.
Well, a Portuguese man-of-war looks a little bit like a purple plastic bag inflated and floating on the surface. They can be up to about a foot long sometimes, and they have a sort of a crinkled top to the bag that looks like a bit like a sail. And in fact is a sail because they get blown along by the wind. And then beneath this float, which is sort of oblong, is a mass of tentacles and other parts of the organism that hang down into the water and can be actually as much as 20 or so feet long.
Treating a normal jellyfish sting would usually only require some vinegar or an after-sting remedy. Not so for the Portuguese man-of-war. Maiden says they aren't even really jellyfish.
They are a group of organisms called siphonophores. Siphonophores differ from jellyfish in that they are colonial organisms. They are made up of different component pieces, each of which has specific functions. And so a siphonophore, like a Portuguese man-of-war, has some units that are specialized for catching and digesting food, other units that are specialized for reproduction. And in the case, of the man-of-war, it has this one big unit, which is the float that's filled with gas, floats on the surface.
Edgartown Park Administrator Marilyn Wortman says that although man-of-war do occasionally visit the Vineyard South Shore beaches, they usually arrive later in the year, and they haven't been seen for the past 4 or 5 years. Researchers such as Larry Maiden are not certain why exactly they're appearing now and in such high numbers.
Well, I think we're seeing them here because we have warm water surrounding the Cape and Islands at this time of year, a little earlier than usual perhaps. These are warm water animals that normally we'd find on the Florida beaches or in the Caribbean or any other tropical part of the world. Actually, they're distributed all around the world in the tropics. So they sometimes come up to our shores. They've occurred in other years, typically maybe a bit later in the summer, but it's hard to predict. It's a combination of there being warm water out there that they are happy in and probably also being blown ashore, onshore, by wind.
No one is certain how long the creatures will hang around. It mostly depends on the currents. But lifeguards say they're disposing of the man-of-war as they wash onto the shore, using shovels to avoid the tentacles before burying them or simply throwing them away. For WCAI, I'm Frances Mayo.